Well, hey y'all, this is Jason Anthoyne. Thanks for joining me today on Riding Shotgun, where I'm celebrating 35 years of communications courage, accomplishments, and calamities through lessons, lies, short stories, and tall tales. I appreciate you coming along for the ride. Well, I grew up in Fort Valley, Georgia, which is only about 100 miles south of Atlanta, but it felt like it was about a million miles away from the real world, whatever I imagine that was. And Fort Valley is known for three things. First, we grow all the peaches right there in Peach County in Georgia, which is the Peach State. Shout out to all my friends and relatives who are getting ready for another peach season in a few short weeks. I hope it's a good one this year, despite some late cold weather. The second is Fort Valley State University, a historically black college and university, and home to the Wildcats. I've seen a lot of parades in my life, but none of them can top that annual homecoming parade that thrilled onlookers as those high-stepping bands strutted down State College Drive. And the third thing Fort Valley is known for is Bluebird school buses. So if you grew up riding a yellow school bus, chances are it was a Bluebird, which means it was made right there in Fort Valley. And if you're old enough, it means it was made by my dad. Well, of course, not just by my dad, but by him and thousands like him, cranking out school buses all day long, day in and day out, and in his case, doing nothing but that for 37 years. Fort Valley is so small that Rand and McNally barely gave us a dot, and just like any small town that's a mix of both agriculture and manufacturing, the folks there were and still are blue-collar. Now, blue-collar is not a slur, far from it. It's a badge of honor, as it should be. Good-hearted, hard-working, God-fearing, and no bullshitting, except when properly bullshitting, kind of people who do their best to be their best, as they proudly define it. So my dad would get up at 5 in the morning every workday, which was Monday through Thursday. Down at the plant, they'd work a 10-hour shift, meaning they'd put in 40 hours by the time the actual steam whistle blew on Thursday at 5:30, meaning they'd have Fridays off, which was great, because that usually meant fishing. Meanwhile, my mom was a secretary at the bank, back when you could actually call someone a secretary and not get sued. Just like the words blue collar, the word secretary is certainly not a slur or some kind of a put down. Of course, she assisted the executives there, but to call her an executive assistant would kind of be putting on airs, as we say down here, and making her seem like something she really wasn't. She was a secretary, and as it turns out, a damn good one. So just rinse and repeat this whole setup for all the moms and dads in my hometown. All my relatives lived like this. All my friends lived like this. And everyone we either knew or only kind of knew lived like this as well. So basically a blue-collar life and a blue-collar town that had a lot going for it and, of course, a lot holding it back, depending on your perspective, which meant for folks like me, some of us strived to make it past the city limit sign after we graduated. It's harder than you think. And also like me, some of us actually succeeded, if you want to call it that. But many didn't. But whether I did or didn't make it past that city limit sign, I was always going to go through life as a peach-flavored, yellow-tinted, small-town guy whose blue-collar upbringing barely hides my reddish neck. For much of my career, I believed that to be a liability. Not because I myself thought that, of course, but because most of my so-called leaders believed that about me and others. So for years, I did everything I could to hide all that so that I could fit in with folks who were the exact opposite of that, simply because they're the ones who signed my paycheck. And as you might imagine, you know, imposter syndrome and all that, it kind of worked for the most part, and it kind of didn't for the most part. But there was always going to be a glass ceiling for folks like me, and maybe for folks like you too. Those who are, you know, actually good enough to support the CEO, but who would never be chosen to be one themselves, kind of an odd thing, which is why over time I finally left corporate America a few years back, mostly after witnessing decades of leadership ineptitude from a bunch of high-minded folks who somehow always got promoted beyond their abilities, who continued to confuse leading with managing, not the same thing, who make decisions by looking only at spreadsheets, and to be quite blunt, they think their shit don't stink, and they look down on blue-collar folks like me and the thousands of blue-collar employees who work for them as being the problem and not the solution. When in reality, nothing could be further from the truth. It's blue-collar employees, those who do the shift work, with or without the F in that word, those who are far removed from the boardroom, those who usually get paid by the hour and disrespected by the minute, and those who have chosen to do the hard work no one else wants to do or probably could do. It's these blue-collar employees who make the difference in companies large and small, public and private, global and local. And after doing internal comms and a bunch of other related things for the past 35 years, I've discovered that these folks don't want to be, quote, engaged. They don't want to be delivered carefully curated but totally irrelevant content over fancy digital platforms that cost more than most of them make in a year. They don't want to attend a stuffy and scripted town hall, which inevitably turns into yet another talk down hall, where they're told that the numbers are bad because of them or that they're good in spite of them. They don't want to be influenced by an influential influencer, and they think thought leadership is worthless without actual thought doership. They don't want any of that stuff. All they want is to do good work with a good team, working for a good boss at a good company for good pay. Come to work, proudly do a damn good job, and go home. That's it. Everything else beyond that is just a distraction for them. So I've spent the last 35 years looking at Fort Valley and my mom and my dad and Bluebird and Peaches and small town life in my rearview mirror, thinking all of that was getting smaller and smaller as I got further and further away. But as it turns out, all of that was actually getting bigger and bigger as I looked out of my windshield. All of that stuff was never behind me. It was actually always ahead of me. And after all these years, turns out that was my destination this whole time. Some might say my destiny. Which is why today I am refocusing my efforts for the remainder of my career around doing this and nothing but this. So let me proudly say, hi, I'm Jason, and I help companies and their leaders reimagine their relationships with their blue-collar employees. Whether you are a blue-collar leader yourself or you ride shotgun with one, together we can make a difference by, for, and through those who make the biggest difference in your company. And now that you know why I can help, you can find out more about how I can help at jasonanthoin.com. And that's all I have to say about that. Thanks for riding shotgun with me today, and until next time, as Dale Ward used to say, trody-trode.